I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't know how we've ended up being such good friends, because I swear I am everything you hate on Instagram.
Oh, God. Yeah, but I've muted you, so it's fine.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by none other than Towie Star, lovable reality rogue, and everyone's favourite doggy dad. It's Pete Wicks, everybody! Woo!
Oh, you really went for the woo again, didn't you?
Yeah. Sorry. Is it too much woo? Am I too much woo?
I think you're a little bit too much woo.
I'm just too much woo for you. Everyone else loves my woo.
Too much woo for me.
Yeah, you're a miserable bastard, aren't you?
I am really miserable. And do you know what? Today I'm especially miserable.
Why? Because what have you got to be sad about?
What have I got to be sad about? At the minute, I literally cannot go on Instagram because everyone's away.
Oh,
why
don't
is everyone on a fucking beach, right? Everyone.
No, I know. I literally have just said the same thing this morning. And do you know, it's not even just a beach. It feels like everyone's in the Maldives. Like, quite frankly, it must be fucking horrible. It must be like just walking down Brentwood High Street, because you'll see everybody.
Yeah, the Maldives now is like going Faces, Gans Hill on a Sunday night back in the day.
Oh, I used to love it there.
Do you remember some of the nights we've had there, to be fair?
I've actually
got a picture on my phone of me and you there from about 7 years ago, 8 years ago.
I remember there was pictures when you were going out with someone, and she'll remain nameless as Napoin, but like me and you have obviously not seen each other for a while, and we're like chatting and talking and having this really animated talk, and she's just sitting there next to her. She looked, bless her, she dealt with it like a true champ.
Well, I'm glad someone did. I mean, it didn't go too well when I got home, I don't think. But...
Oh, was that just for my benefit? I'm so sorry. Ruining relationships since 2000. Thank you.
Homewrecker 1 and 2 over here, me and you.
I thought you were just going to say you are miserable because everyone's given it the whole new year, new me thing. That also fucks me off.
Right, actually, very good point. New year, new me, this year I'm going to do... No, you're going to be the same prick you were in fucking December, right? Honestly, it bothers me so much, right? This year's going to be so much better than the last year. Well, it probably won't, because you're not going to change who you are and you're still a fucking idiot. So, actually, you're just going to get the same crap this year as you did last year. Shut up.
I don't know how we've ended up being such good friends, because I swear I am everything you hate on Instagram.
Oh, God. Yeah, but I've muted you, so it's fine. Do you know what I mean? I only see your stuff when I want to. I have to check your stuff to see what's happening.
Such a dick. And I know when you see my stuff, because it's always like Milo things you comment on. So you must have some sort of alert, like on Instagram, like unless it's doggy related, I just don't want to know.
Yeah, well, exactly. Do you know what I mean? That this year I'm going to do fuck off.
I think I probably already know the answer to this then, based on that reaction. But do you have any resolutions? Is that not your bag either?
No. I think you should just continually try and improve as a person, not just do it at the start of a new year, right?
Fair
and enough. I'm continually trying to improve as a person and continually getting worse. So I'm sort of going backwards.
Do you know regressing.
What I mean? I was my best self the day I was born, and since then it's slowly gone fucking downhill.
But this is what's very endearing about you, and I've always found really attractive. And you'll hate us for this comparison, but there's another fella I know who does it as well, and people are surprised when he does it as well. Spencer Matthews, right? Everyone assumes he's going to be, like, quite arrogant or quite into yourselves or whatever. But actually, when we meet, you're very self-depreciating. and like modest, and do you know, Pete, it is really attractive and it is really nice.
I think it's just called being a realist.
See, again, you're still doing it, you smooth bastard. You've gotten... This is why. This is your charm. This is the appeal right here. Everyone's seeing it firsthand now.
No. Because I genuinely am great now and then. but most of the time, I'll tell you what I'm great for, a night out.
Yeah, 110%, no argument here.
Other than that, bit of a wanker. But it's fine, because I've got that one quality of being good on a night out.
I tell you what, you're not bad at either, though, and nobody can argue with this. Like, you're a hit with the ladies, mate. Like, I mean, I know you're probably going to get all like, you know, oh God, who me? But I have a list here in front of me, which like,
oh fucking hell, don't start giving me lists. Fuck me.
I'm sorry. I've got to be honest. My producer's done her research, and I was presented with this morning. Jessica Powers, Chloe Sims, Lily Haynes, Lucy Humphreys, Chloe Brockett, Alicia May, Chriselle Stouse, Ellery Weiss, and Madison Sarah. I don't know if that last one's two separate names or if that's her name, Madison Sarah. I honestly don't know so many of them on that list. It's probably a testament to truly how old and miserable I am. But I recognise some of them, mate. And some of the people I know aren't even on there, so that's a canny good list.
I'm just a friendly guy. They're all very good friends of mine. You know, I like to have a lot of friends. I don't believe in sex before marriage, so I am still a virgin. And yeah, I just like to hug.
I bet you're dead excited for your first shag.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait, because I've got friction burns on my hands. I wank so much. I'm so desperate just to really get stuck in.
Oh, but obviously with your wife and the woman that you love, of course.
Obviously, yeah, with my soulmate.
Yes, soulmate. Oh, okay. Well, no, yeah, great. I mean, how much? Because they were just, you know, ripped off the internet. Like, how much of that list is complete fabrication, and how much is like, oh, there's a little grain of truth there?
An awful lot of it is fabrication. Put it this way, Chriselle.
Yeah, yeah.
Lives in America. I've never met her.
And also, like, when Chriselle's burst on our scene, we've been in a pandemic the entire time. Like, there's just no way. So I get that. I get that. But people love to create a story about you. And, like, why do you think that is? Do you think that's because you are a very flirty, friendly fella? Or do you think it's because you've not had, like, a huge, substantial relationship in a while and people are desperate to see you paired off?
I think it's... I haven't got the best reputation, because I do have this reputation of always being around different women and all that sort of stuff. It doesn't matter who I'm out with. I think you've been my one point. We were supposed to have been dating years ago.
Oh, we've had a couple times.
Yeah, my mum has been my mystery woman. I remember taking my mum to an event. Yeah, Tracy. She was fucking over the moon the next day.
I'm not being funny, but Tracy is the fucking image of you as well. That's just such lazy journalism.
I went outside and took my mum to an event outside, just having a cigarette, and my mum had her back to the cab. Pete singing Mystery Blonde amid cheating rumours. Towie Hunk sing with Mystery Blonde. It was my fucking mother. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? We are very close, but we ain't that fucking close.
oh, bless your fellow Essex.
Yeah, a lot of what you see and like in the papers and all that sort of stuff is just utter crap. Yeah. It really is just utter bollocks. But I think I've probably made it worse than myself, because I don't have a great reputation, so it's like people just assume any bird or any girl that I'm next to or talking to. Mm. In fact, I've got another great story. Well, it's not a great story, it's actually quite a sad story. But so I was outside, I think it might have been Faces a few years ago, like probably 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm outside and this girl's come up, oh, Pete, can I have a picture, blah, blah, blah. So I'm talking, yeah, cool. So I'm outside just doing a picture with this girl. And then a friend comes up, and a friend started crying. And she was like, oh, look, I've had a really bad year, told me a few different things. So I've gone, oh, babe, come here and give her a big hug and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, Paps have taken a fucking picture of that. Next day, Pete's seen chatting to a bevy of fucking women and all this crap. I then get a message on Instagram saying my boyfriend's dumped me. Because he thinks that I went home with you, like all this fucking crap. Yeah. Just because, and she was literally asking for a picture, but because the Paps have taken this whole thing, they do it all the time.
I know.
All the time. Or Pete makes girl cry, and it's someone... Like, I don't even know her. Like, do you know what I mean? I actually, even better than that, I actually got pictured. You know, if you go out in London and you have the lovely ladies are always so like polite and lovely, you sell the flowers and all that.
Oh, the roses. Yeah, of course.
Been pictured one of them.
Yeah. They didn't say you bought her flowers, did they? Yeah. Yes, of course.
Pete buys mystery woman flowers, eh? They're her fucking flowers. She was trying to sell them to me.
No, but I can totally relate. Like, get on this, though. When I broke up with my ex, and, like, I was the poster girl for, like, pity and heartbreak and all the rest of it again, and me and you were going out loads, weren't we?
Yeah.
And I remember being on this night out in Monkey House with, like, all my lad pals from Essex, and they were just trying to cheer us up, bless them, because I was really sad. You were doing a great job of it as well. And, like, one of them helped me cross a road, like, over to, like, Mayfair Club, you know, that one between Novikov and Mayfair Bar. And he was just helping us cross the road, and I'm, like, laughing and leaning in. And of course, it's everywhere. Daily Mail, Vicky's new man, blah, blah, blah. He was in, like, a serious relationship with a girl who, honestly, I remember getting a message off him the next day and he was like, for obvious reasons, I would be spending any time with you for a while. Like, his girlfriend was so mad. And, like, yeah. I don't blame her. Like, fuck me, imagine, like, it's so bad. Like, the power that the paps have and the press have to completely, like, misconstrue a situation. Like, I get it, it's entertainment and all the rest of it, but there's very real lives on the other side of that. So I do think they have a responsibility to fact check potentially.
Oh, even recently, a few weeks ago, I was out with a group of people and we were quite drunk and we went on we went on somewhere else. But we all got rickshaws, all of us. Uh-huh. So there was about four rickshaws in a line. So there was like two, like in a row. They cut everyone else out of it and made it look like I was on the. So they zoomed straight in on the rickshaw I was in, and I was in it with and cut everyone else out. So it was just Pete goes on date on rickshaw. There was a whole group of us, like a fucking
a convoy
of rickshaws. No, everyone else is gone. Fuck them. No, it's just Pete just there with this fucking girl. And, like, you know, when you think, oh, for fuck's sake.
Can it win, mate? But, you know, honestly, the most shocking part of that story is the fact that you'll put your hands in your pockets for them rickshaws. Me and her can got one at Christmas on my Christmas date day. We went from, like, the...
Christmas date day?
Yeah, I'm a real gimp. Well, we didn't spend Christmas together, did we? He was with his family and I was with mine.
Oh, so that's cute, then.
Yeah, we did this, like, nice day. We went the Ivy and then we went with Unland.
I hate happy couples.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, babe. I feel like... I'm not going to, like, rub it in your face at all. But, yeah, we did that. And it was only from fucking, like, Harrods to Hyde Park. Like, you know how short that is. Yeah. And the fella wanted 60 quid. Honestly, it ruined Erkan's whole day. He was absolutely livid about it. I was like, just pay the fucking fella, babe. Like, it's not like he's in a car. Like, he's literally rode with you on his own back. Just pay the fucking fella.
The geezer's got to hire Pug.
But Erkan's arguing and that. He's like, I'll give you 40. I was like,
I'll give you 40 in a Lucasade Sport. Calm yourself fucking down, son.
And have a puff on your inhaler.
Yeah, it is mad. It is mad. But I do like them, Rich, because you get them ones that have the music, don't you? And you just go along and everyone, especially if you go through like Soho or something like that, and you get them ones with all the music and they play so fucking loud, it deafens you.
Oh, and, awesome.
But whenever I see people going past on them, I think, oh, dickhead. Because they're always playing like, especially at Christmas, Mariah Carey, All I Want
Last
for Christmas,
Christmas
Is You.
Last Christmas.
And you know what I'm like? I fucking hate Christmas.
You just hate other people being happy. You are the epitome of the Grinch.
No, I am, literally.
The Grinch.
Yeah. Yeah, to be fair, I am the Grinch. I despise Christmas and New Year's with an absolute passion. It makes me feel quite violent.
But so what is it, right? So what is that about then? Is it because everyone else is so happy? Or is it because you think it's fake? Or is it just because you are literally becoming like that miserable old bastard? Like, I think you're a little bit like Jim from the Royal Family. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I am, yeah. What a great show, Ricky Tomlinson.
It was iconic.
Do you know, I love seeing other people happy, genuinely. I know I take the piss, but I think it's great when other people are happy. I just don't believe everyone is that happy, and I think it's quite annoying.
So you think it's the whole contrived element
I just
of
think
Christmas
it's very
that gets
on your tits. Yeah, and also, it's like you're forced to... Like, everyone goes, oh, we'll go for Christmas drinks. Why? I haven't seen you the rest of the fucking year, so why the fuck am I going to go for a Christmas drink with you?
My favourite part of it, and the memes really kicked off about it this year, was...
God.
Was oh, it's almost about time for everyone to sit in front of the tree with the fella who's cheated on them all year in their matching pyjamas and say, I'm so lucky. Because we know it happens. It almost does feel... And I get where you're coming
from. Miss Claus, Mr. Claus. Oh. Last week, he was getting a nosh off some bird in fucking Scunthorpe. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
So is that, is it the hypocrisy of it all? I think that's where it is.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Like, I do like the genuine. Listen, I think it's very different for kids. I think it's great for kids to have a really beautiful Christmas and all that sort of stuff. But I just think as you get older, it's just the fucking fuss of it, isn't it?
No, like, God, just... it's a lot of upheaval.
And also, another one of my pet hates. There's a fucking
long
list of
them. We're really on a roll today, aren't we?
Mm, yeah, you've really caught me on a good day.
Such a positive space here.
I'll be positive after. All right, this is my last one.
Okay, go on, your last whinge, and then we're moving on to nice things.
My last whinge is everyone showing everyone what they got for Christmas.
No, I know, that's annoying.
I just find it like, oh, look at my boyfriend. My boyfriend bought me a Rolex and I can't hear about it. Look, do you know what I mean? Shut the fuck up, because someone else just got a packet of Rolos. Like, you don't need to fuck... Like, just... it's lovely that your boyfriend's done that for you, but shut the fuck up, all right? And then what happens is throughout January, every picture's like that. Did you get a watch for Christmas? No. Tell me what the time is, you fucking idiot. So anyway, that's the whinge done. Positive time, you know, I just feel like a better person in January.
Are you quite finished?
Yes, I'm done, thank you.
You're done. Oh, well, thank you for that.
Okay, all of that's getting cut out, let's be positive.
No, I mean, honestly, I always say life has ebbs and flows and it's important. I'm one of life's ebbs and you are one of life's flows. We balance each other quite well.
We're like yin and yang.
Yin and yang.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going back to your dating history, but I'm going to put a real positive spin on it here, right? Like, I remember when I left the jungle...
It's about time someone did.
Let me see if I can first, before you pat us on the back. When I left the jungle, I remember, like, I couldn't be seen with any fella. Like, even, like you say, like, I could have got papped with me da, and there would have been, like, oh, mystery fella. So I think, like... And there was a lot of the time nothing going on, you know? So I think, and I got so frustrated with this idea that I couldn't just be a young single woman who was really focused on her career and really keen to like make a name for herself in this world she'd found herself in and could just be happy without having a significant other. I got really frustrated. And that, you know, the implication I couldn't just have male mates and all the rest of it. Like, do you ever feel like that? Do you ever just feel like, hang on a second, is it so outside your realm of comprehension that I am just a young single lad having a nice time and I'm happy that way?
Yeah, 100%, because I think what people, especially when you get over 30, Vic, is people go, God, why are you single? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Eh? I don't know. Well, an awful lot, but I didn't realise that that's why I'm single.
Yeah.
I think people... do you know what I mean? You go to weddings and that, and it's like, do you want a plus one? You think, well, not really, but now I feel like I have to take someone. Do you know what I mean? Like, that, it's because it's like they just assume... Well, no, can I come on my own? I mean, I don't know. Do I have to bring someone? I mean, I don't know, do I? But I think what people don't understand is when you get above 30s, people just assume it's because no one wants you. Or like, it's like people go, oh, yeah, well, that's a red flag. Why? Why is that a red flag? Is it? What have I done? But I would love to get married one day. I believe in soulmates. I've said it a million times before. I believe in all that. But I'm not going to be in a relationship if that isn't the person that I genuinely see the rest of my life with. Yeah. And I think a lot of the time now, people jump from relationship, they're constantly in relationships, just relationship, all the time.
Yeah.
And they don't really give themselves to any time to actually find themselves and find that it's just as important knowing what you don't want as it is knowing what you do want.
Agreed.
And I think what people don't give themselves time to actually realise who they are, and then they think that having someone else completes them.
Yeah.
No one completes you. Complete yourself. And I always think that there's in relationships, what I would like is to find someone who has their life and I've still got my life, but we also have a life together. Because you have to have some identity and individuality, whether
across
you're in a relationship. Yeah, whether you're in a relationship or not, because you are still an individual person. We are all, there are 7 billion, however many people in the world, we are all completely and utterly unique. And that is the most beautiful thing about every single person out there, is that we are completely unique. Don't ever lose that just to be in a relationship because you feel like you have to be with someone. Learn to be on your own and be okay being on your own, because I think that's just as important. And it's not just, you know, because no one wants me.
We've read the list piece, like, everybody wants you, and understandably so. Like, I'm biased, you're my bestie, but you're a fucking catchmate. So, no, I think that's really interesting. Like, there's all, like, people, I've read things before, you know, where it's like happiness doesn't come from being with another person. Like, happiness won't come from validation on social media. It won't come from a bigger bust. It won't come from that next promotion. Happiness comes from within. It's internal work, and you need to get your head down and do that work before you can then go on and be happy. And I think we often, I don't know whether we ignore it deliberately, because getting in a relationship or getting a boob job or, you know, like getting a new job, all those things are easier than actually turning and looking within and realising where we're probably lacking and what is probably wrong and doing that internal work. I think that that is probably what it is, you know, that stuff hurts. Addressing traumas, working on yourself, trying to be better, that stuff is difficult. So nipping off to Turkey and getting new teeth or bloody, you know, going out with a new fella, they're easier. And I think that's why we want them to bring us happiness, but they don't really, do they, in the long run?
It's a short-term fix for a long-term problem, isn't it?
Agreed, because, absolutely.
It's like anything, getting a new, you know, whether it's a new bag makes you happy for a fucking day, or getting a new set of tits, or getting a new whatever it may be, or a new partner, it's great for a few months. But then
instant gratification.
Yeah, instant gratification. Yeah, exactly. You might as well just have a wank. Like, because that does the same thing. It's a lot quicker. But
we've talked about wanking so much, and I don't think until the day it was ever said.
Oh, well. Sorry.
You're the first wanker I've had.
Thank you.
Patterson, the secret too.
Thank you. But you're completely right. And actually, they are short-term fixes to longer-term problems. And listen, I'm not in a position. I've spent a long time now really single. Most of my life I've been single. And a lot of that is down to the fact that I don't feel like I'm in a position to be able to offer anyone what I think they deserve, really. You know, I want to be in a position where I can offer someone all of me, and I don't think I am, because I have my own issues and whatever else, like everyone does, that mean that I will not give someone all of me. And if I can't do that, then it's not fair.
You know what, that is such an evolved sentiment and, like, such a really self-aware comment. Like, I think it's really interesting for me to hear the flip side of this, because for years, obviously, like, you saw me when I fell apart, like, when my last relationship broke down. Like, the thought for me, like, obviously it was hard to be cheated on. It was hard to feel like your relationship broke down. But I think the overriding thing I felt was, oh my God, I'm going to be fucking single again at 31.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what I was so terrified
about. I remember you saying
about
that non-stop. Yeah. Like, literally, it was non-stop you used to say that.
Sounds as though it wasn't annoying as well.
No, not in a bad way, but it always used to be. Like, and I used to think, but the age bit doesn't matter. Like, but it's certainly for a woman, I do think there's a lot more pressure, 100%, on a woman being 30 and but that's, listen, we're all on a fucking our own journey. It might not be what socially everyone thinks you should do. Like, socially you should do this, and, you know, you're supposed to find someone, then you move in together, then you're supposed to do this, then you're supposed to do that, then you're supposed to, fuck off. Like, do you know what I mean? I will do it my way. It's my life, and it is my journey. And everyone is so worried about getting to the next destination that they don't enjoy the journey they're on, because they're too busy worrying about what I've got to do next, what I've got to do next, what I've got to do next. Like, chill the fuck out.
That constant hamster wheel. Yeah. It's all right. But, like, it was refreshing, Pete, to hear the male's perspective on that and understand that actually you guys do feel those pressures that other people put on you as well. And I don't know, I just think, I know I've at times said to you like, ooh, and I'm just because I'm nosy. That's the only reason I ever ask about your love life, is because I am very boring and I vicariously live through your exciting romances. So I think that's why I ask. But I'm sorry if I've ever made you feel like that, because I'm actually so proud of you just like marching to the beat of your own drum and like being really self-aware and thinking, well, I'm not ready, so I'll do it when the time's right rather than just when everyone else tells me to. So fucking good on you, babe. I actually think you're a bit of an icon.
But, well, fuck me.
I think you're first a bit of a
it's normally another four-letter word.
No, I think you're a modern-day dating icon. Yeah, I'm going for it. I've said it.
Fucking hell, this is a great podcast. Honestly, this is the ego. This is the ego boost I needed today. You know what I mean? Wow. You've got a Vic.
Yeah, babe.
I almost wish I bought you a Christmas present.
No, but you go little rock star, you. Just, like, do your life, live your best time, and just, I don't know, like, settle when you're ready, babes, and not a moment before.
But you know, the hard part of that is that I enjoy dating, and we all like to have that intimacy and that kind of feeling of seeing, and that's what gets me in trouble, is that I do obviously enjoy that sort of stuff, but I tell everyone I probably can't give you what you want. So, but it gets me in trouble because you do want that person around, but you don't. I can't do the full thing because I'm just not ready to do it, and that's what gets me in so much trouble and why everyone ends up thinking I'm a knob. I don't mean to be. I hate her. You know what I mean. I hate hurting people, but that's all I ever seem to do, and I think that's something that I, again, is something that I need to work on, isn't it? There's loads of... I'll just add that to the list of things I need to work on.
we're all like progress, not perfection, you know? We're all of art in progress. So I think, nobody ever seems to manage to stay mad at Pete Wicks for very long. Like, I don't think I've ever been very mad at you for very long, but, like, even looking at the people...
I don't think we've ever had a row, Vic.
We had one once because you blocked us.
Yes.
Like, the less said about that, the better, innit?
Yes. Forgot about that one.
Well, Pete wasn't allowed to be my friend for a while, so I got blocked. Yeah. But like,
my mum thought she was a bad influence.
Yeah. Me and no way would Tracy think that. She absolutely loves me.
Do you know what the weirdest thing is? Yeah, she actually does. Do you know what's really annoying? Is my mum has turned into a keyboard warrior. She loves the Insta. She loves Instagram. She's putting up memes and fucking, she don't give a, she's loving there. It. Fucking 3 years ago, she didn't even know what Instagram was.
Babe, wait till your mum says this to you. Because this is the game changer. Vicky, I think I want a podcast. No, Carol. What on earth are you going to talk about on your podcast?
Can we just point out, right, that Vic's mum and my mum, we all did like Vic had a show, like a dinner party
pilot
show.
We made, didn't we?
Can you just imagine, just close your eyes for 10 seconds and just imagine your mum and my mum doing a podcast together. They would be drunk for the entire thing. They're worse than me and you.
I know, I'd listen to it though, mate. Like, we're laughing, I'm being scornful, but I would fucking love it.
Tracy and Carol put the world to rights.
Oh, it's going to get made. I'm going to lobby for it to be made.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Well, imagine being a guest on your mum's podcast.
No, imagine your mum being more successful than you. Every time my mum comes on any one of my shows, all that anyone says is, oh, we need more Carol. Carol needs her own show. And I'm like, you're fucking watching my show.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe you listen. You could make a bit of a career out of it. Ramesh Ranganathan did, or whatever his name is. Like his mum. Everyone loves her more than they do him. He can't do a TV show without her being on it.
Who else? There's someone else. Was it Russell? Is it Russell Howard? He goes all over with his mum as well, isn't he?
Who's Russell Howard?
The little blonde one.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He does. Yeah.
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 Maybe we're missing a trick. Maybe we need to stop being so scornful of our mum's ambitions and embrace them.
Maybe we should... I mean, listen, you're very good at getting a... I mean, you must be doing a show at the minute. Have you got one?
Yeah, I'm making one currently.
New year, new show. That's what Vic does every year.
Don't worry, I'll call you. You'll get the phone call. I'll need you in it for something.
I was just about to say I haven't had the phone call yet, but I'm waiting for it. Someone Erkan can't make today. Is Pete around? He's got to go shopping with Vic. Didn't we do a show where we went fucking shopping in a supermarket at one point?
We did.
We've flown a plane together. fuck me. We've done some weird shit. I forgot what I was going to say now.
It was about my mum's having a podcast.
I think we should pitch a show where me, you and the mums go around the world.
No, how about this though, right? Instead of around the world, we go to like a stag and hen hotspots.
Oh, fucking hell. But do you know the problem I've got with that? Is that, like, Vic, I mean, you're back in the day when you were single and a few years ago, you was a party animal.
Yeah.
Right? And I still love you for the fact that when we do go out, me and you, we're still... We click back into it.
Yeah, I can still be that person. I've got it in my locker.
Yes, but you grew up and I didn't.
But this is like a month of we're both regressing, going to places like Barcelona and Madrid.
It won't be me and you. It'll be the mums. Because when we did that show, they got hammered. they were hammered. My mum, at the end of it, at the start of it, she was like, yeah, no, Pete was such a lovely boy. By the end of it, she was going, oh, he's a wanker, where's the Prosecco?
No, I can remember.
Do you remember?
Do you not remember the three of them? Because obviously Julie was there as well. And I can remember that all of them just got smashed and started digging out because we didn't do our own washing. And I just went to like check on a course. And by the time I come back, we were getting called worse than pickpockets. Oh. I was like, right, what have I fucking missed?
The worst one is when they started playing Never Have I Ever. Never Have I Ever Had a Threesome. My mum's like, oh yeah, fucking get that down. Yeah, fucking love it. Fucking hell, mum.
All the dicks.
Yeah, fucking, I have one there and there and all. Oh. Fucking mum, slow down.
Oh, God.
Fucking. Oh, God. They used to call her Two Cock Crack Tracy. Yeah, she fucking, she was all over the shop.
I'm going to Magaluf with Two Cock Tracy. I don't care what anyone says, I'm going. Pete, this show's happening.
Yeah, she'd absolutely love it, she would. She'd be there fucking cocking one and fishbowl in the other.
Okay, just please don't shag me, ma.
Well, I can't promise that.
I'm ending this. Part one is over, guys. Come back in part two.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.